This is an executive summary of 1031 Exchange in the Net Investment Income Tax, NIIT, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. When investors think about the tax a 1031 exchange defers, they usually focus on capital gains, but for higher income investors, there's another meaningful layer, the 3.8% Net Investment Income Tax, NIIT. This surtax, enacted as part of the Affordable Care Act, applies to net investment income, including gains from selling investment property, for taxpayers above certain income thresholds. On a large property gain, the 3.8% NIE can add tens of thousands of dollars to the tax bill. The good news is that a 1031 exchange defers the NIE along with the capital gains, depreciation recapture, and state tax, because deferring the gain means there's no recognized investment income to which the NIE applies. This guide explains what the NIE is, who owes it on property sales, how a 1031 defers it, the income threshold nuances, and how the NIE fits into the total four-layer tax the exchange defers. The Net Investment Income Tax, NIIT, is a 3.8% tax on net investment income, applying to individuals, and some trusts and estates, whose income exceeds certain thresholds. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.